I'm Alan Combs. Welcome to the program. We welcome to our microphones Jonathan Hill, National Chair of the America First Party. How you doing, Jonathan?
Great. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the America First Party is, I guess, an anti-abortion party, right? That is your...
Well, we are pro-life. We have a wide range of issues.
But primarily it's abortion, right?
Absolutely not. No, we're opposed to a lot of the unconstitutional policies in our government, the free trade policies, the outrageous immigration policies, and this war. We're opposed to this war.
Who's your candidate for president?
We don't have one, and it's not really proper at this stage in our development to have one. It's really not a good use of our resources to run a candidate for president.
All right. Now, you put up on your website there last week, unfortunately, this diminishment of respect for human dignity, you're talking about abortion, has a ripple effect. It fosters violence within families, the local community, and nations. And you actually quote Mother Teresa, say, as Mother Teresa of Calcutta said, abortion leads to nuclear war. But we did some research on this, and we could never find anywhere where she said that. Our own research here at Fox, our brain room, says it may be, the closest they could find is that it was alleged she said the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion. But I never heard, or at least I never heard of her in our research, her comparing it to nuclear war. What are you basing that on?
Well, she has did say that abortion is the cause of nuclear war, or that abortion leads to nuclear war. And
where did she say that?
Well, I've known that for a long time, and I've been in the pro-life movement for a long time, and actually I can't really remember the exact source, but I'm confident that it's accurate.
We really tried to trace it. I mean, it's
sure.
It's hard to prove a negative. We can't prove she didn't say it, but we can't prove that she did say it. But give me but we have no record of her having said it. Could you give me the thinking behind that, though?
Absolutely.
Explain the trajectory here. How does abortion lead to nuclear war?
Absolutely. The purpose here is not to have a lot of polemics, but just to bring some clarity to this.
Right.
Basically, abortion affects the national character, and it propagates attitudes which tend to diminish our restraint as a nation in decisions which relate to going to war.
You lost me.
Okay.
Abortion leads to war. Walk me through that again.
Sure. Abortion propagates attitudes which tends to diminish our restraint as a nation in our decisions that relate to going to war. And let me just point out this. Sure, there are many decent people who who don't realize that life begins at conception. They're not sure about it. But once we know that it might begin at conception, at that point we're obligated to withhold our support for abortion.
Well, might, you could say might about anything. I mean, might, you know. The fact is, life begins when you're born legally. But again, this whole war thing, you're making quite a leap here to say that because we, in your view, those who favor the right to an abortion don't respect human life, therefore, are more likely, what, to start wars?
Well, it's not just people who actually advocate abortion. Even people who say they're pro-life, but who are complacent about abortion. Basically, it can corrupt many people in a subtle way. And the prevalence of abortion in our country, especially because it's so pervasive,
it's not that pervasive. I mean, people aren't looking to have abortions. And by the way, it's interesting that you make this statement, given the fact that the people who, you know, in office now, who started a war in Iraq against a country not a threat to the United States, a war you don't agree with either, and yet, you know, I think they've totally mismanaged this war on terror. They're responsible for thousands of American deaths in the wake of 9/11 because of their ill-begotten policies, and these are the same people who purport to be pro-life.
That's right. And actually, however, it should be pointed out that this president really is not pro-life. He does not accept that life begins at conception or that all innocent life should be protected.
Right, but yet these are the people whose base, their support base, their income base, the money where they go and raise money, and their supporters are basically on your side of the plate when it comes to abortion, and they're the ones who started these wars. So your premise that, you know, like these pro-life, pro-choice liberals are the ones who are going to get us into a nuclear war, Just the opposite seems to be true based on who's in power now and what they believe about abortion.
Well, actually, that isn't my premise, because I don't think it's just the liberals who actually support abortion. But I think it, also many people...
Well, no one supports abortion. People support the right for a woman to make that choice.
Well, they support it, but because they support the so-called right.
No one wants abortion.
Well, actually, people do because they choose it, so they do
well,
want
no,
it.
They, it's a, sometimes it's a horrible choice to have to make, but they want the right to make that choice without government interference.
Well, it is. There is strong evidence now that life begins early on, and once we're aware of that evidence, once we know that it might begin at conception, even if we're not sure, we're obligated to.
Right. Your whole premise, and whether or not Mother Teresa said it or not, we can't prove it. But your whole premise, and you believe it, and that's what you're here. Mm-hmm. Rather than a pro-choice position on abortion is more likely to lead us into nuclear war than a country where we didn't have that right. Again, it's not been demonstrated by the people we've had in office and the way they behave, and there's no empirical evidence of what you're saying is true. It is a leap to say that wanting a woman's right to choose is a step on the way toward us having nuclear war. There's no evidence of that whatsoever.
Well, you know, if we really respect the dignity and the sanctity of innocent human life, then we do not want to be very rash in our decisions to go to war. We want to consider the consequences that as
should there ever should, that, should there ever be war?
Excuse me?
Under what circumstances should there be war?
Well, there should only be a war if we're attacked and we need to defend ourselves.
Right. Now, there are those who claim, and I don't agree with this, but they say because we were attacked on 9/11, we had to go and attack Afghanistan and Iraq.
Well, there is no evidence in the public domain that Iraq was behind 9/11, and there's no evidence that they were a threat to this country. And interestingly, even though we've spent about $1 billion on the Iraq survey group and their effort to determine whether or not Iraq had WMDs, and now the answer is negative, they did not, people still want to believe it.
Right, and the administration didn't even listen to the Iraq survey group that they funded. So
I
agree on a lot here, but on abortion, we're really far apart. I mean, this is... To me, it's so inflammatory to make the claim that those of us like me, for example, who are pro-choice, are, let's say, enablers of a movement toward nuclear war is just so irresponsible. Well, you can't even prove it.
Let me give you an analogy, then. This is a very simple one, and I think we can all agree on it. Let's say you have a hunter, and he sees a movement in the bush, and he hasn't determined what is the cause of that movement. I think we can both agree that he has an obligation to hold his fire in order to avoid risking killing someone. And this is basically the principle behind this is that if an action is not necessary and it could risk or would destroy an innocent human life, then we're obligated to withhold our support for it.
Right. By the way, our number is 877-4-ALLEN, 367-2526, 877-367-2526. Now, Jonathan Hill, I'm sure you've been asked this before. You know there was a guy named Paul Hill who shot people in an abortion clinic.
Mm-hmm.
You're not related.
We certainly are not.
And do you support that kind of behavior?
Absolutely not. There's no room for extra legal or extrajudicial murders and killings. That's not. We don't do that.
Right. What do you do when the life of a mother is in jeopardy, and there's got to be a choice between saving the life of the mother and the child?
Well,
what do you do?
You do your best to save both, but you know, if an action is necessary to save the life of the mother and it indirectly causes the death of the child, and then it is it's permissible to do that if it indirectly causes the death of the child. But
it's permissible to do what?
We cannot directly attack the existence of.
But what do you mean? I didn't understand your answer. What do you mean indirectly? I mean, is it okay to have an abortion if that abortion saves the life of the mother?
No, you cannot have an abortion under any circumstance.
Even if a doctor says, unless you have this procedure, you're going to die.
What you need to do in a situation like that is do your best to save both.
But there are times you've got to make a Hobson's choice. What do you do?
I don't think there is a case when
you're in denial.
Abortion. I don't think so.
But you're in denial. You don't want to answer the question because it's a terrible, terrible choice to have to make.
It's a terrible one.
But if you have to make a choice, you know there have been circumstances where a woman has had or a family has had to make a horrible decision to either abort a fetus or the woman would die. What do you do?
It's not our right to decide that one person's life is not worth living.
But you've got to make a decision. You've got to make a medical decision.
And the decision that needs to be made is that we need to work to save both. And
but what if you
it doesn't
can,
work out that
but
you
what
can
if the
both.
Only way you're going to save the mother's life is to have that abortion?
It's not permissible. It's immoral.
It's not permissible, so the mother would die. In other words, you could save the baby. You can bring the baby out of the womb, but the mother dies.
I don't think there's a case when you can't attempt to save both.
Well, you can attempt, but you've got to make a choice.
Right.
And if you bring the baby comes out, but the mother dies, that's okay with you.
We have to do the best to save both.
But that's okay with you. I just want to understand, you're saying it's okay if the mother dies in childbirth, but that death could have been prevented by an abortion. You would not agree with that abortion.
We cannot directly attack the existence of people. It's not permissible.
I think you're skirting my question.
No, I'm not. I'm hitting it direct head on. We cannot. An abortion.
If you've got to make a choice between the life of the mother or the life of the emerging child, what do?
You try to save both.
And if you can't, what do?
You try to save both.
And if you can't, what do?
Why is there a situation?
Because there are situations. You know that there are medical situations like that. What do you do? What choice must you make?
There is the case of the ectopic pregnancy. And in that case, you do a procedure which removes a part of the fallopian tube, and that indirectly causes the death of the fetus. But it's not something you do directly, and you don't desire the death of the fetus.
I tell you what, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. I think you're not directly answering my question, but we'll be right back. 877, we'll take a few calls when we get back as well. For Jonathan Hill, National Chairman of the America First Party, 877-367-2526. I'm Alan Combs, and Jonathan Hill is National Chairman of the America First Party, compares abortion, or the right to have an abortion, he says, could lead to nuclear war. Kristen in Sacramento.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't know. I just had something to say, because he compared it to, compared an abortion to hunting. I'm sorry. I did not understand that whatsoever, and I don't know how legalizing the right to have an abortion could lead to nuclear war whatsoever. I mean, I could understand how other countries could see it as wrong. And I'm 17 years old, and I honestly, I've been kind of following your conversation for the past, 15 minutes that you were having it.
Right.
And I was so lost on, anything that he was saying about how this could lead to nuclear war, and he never really addressed anything. So I just had, questions. I don't know.
What's your question?
What grounds does he have to even say something like that?
Yeah, that's what I've been trying to get out of him for the last 15 minutes. Nor will you answer the question about the life of the mother versus life of the child. This is a legitimate legal issue which has been dealt with, which we've had to face.
I completely agree.
And you try to duck the question, Jonathan, by saying we just try to save both lives. You won't take a stand on which life you have to save. Over which other life?
Well, it's basically not for us to decide that one life is more valuable than another. We need to do our best to save both.
And what if you can't?
You do the best that you can.
And what if you can't? What if you know that giving birth will kill the mom?
If the outcome is negative, then you've done the best.
What if you know that giving birth to a child will kill the mother?
Excuse me?
What if you know that giving birth to a child will kill the mother?
I really don't know that there's any situation like that.
Well,
I don't understand why you think that the government should just tell the mother that you can't have this baby, even if you wanted to, even if you know the consequences of, you having this birth. I don't understand why the government should be no, you can't have it, or you can't have it whatsoever, not even if you wanted to, not even if you knew the consequences, you knew what could happen in the process of giving birth. You could, die, you could, I don't know. I don't understand how the government could have that right.
Well, basically, you have to use therapeutic procedures that try to assist the mother, but you cannot directly attack the existence of any human being. No one has any right to impose their will on another person to that degree.
All right, so in other words, if the mother dies, she dies.
You do the best that you can.
And if she dies, she dies.
You do the best
that you can. And if she dies, she dies, right?
Whatever,
why do you refuse to come out and say what you truly believe here? Because you don't want abortion under any circumstances, right? It should never happen.
Absolutely.
And that could mean that a woman dying in childbirth.
It could, it could.
All right.
But we have to have respect for the dignity of human life, even if it requires.
What about the dignity of the What about the dignity of the woman who could die in childbirth?
Her dignity is not diminished by the respect for the life of her child.
What about the life of the mother? Isn't there respect for that?
There is. There should be, of course. But this is not a perfect world. I mean, we can't really realistically.
Some would say the life of some would say the life of a mother who's got perhaps other kids at home and a husband, and saving that particular life would be a more valuable thing to do than allowing a birth to take place which could destroy a family by having the mother die.
But it's not for us to decide that her life is more valuable.
But it has to be.
So wait, Jonathan, didn't you just say that it would be for you to decide if we did make abortion illegal? Wouldn't that be already like deciding you just contradicted yourself completely?
If abortion were illegal, that decision would then be made. You want that decision to be made by the government making abortion illegal so that even if a mother's life is in jeopardy, a child could not be born. Thus, the decision would be made by the government for you.
Well, it's not for the government to say it's all right to destroy the lives of innocent people.
Is it for the government to say what choice a woman can make?
Type of philosophy to be
but the result of what you want would be the government making the decision that the life of the mother would be sacrificed for the life of her
fetus. No, absolutely not.
That would be the net result of what would happen.
Well,
if every abortion doesn't mean that we
want that outcome.
Well, no, just like women don't want abortions, but they don't want to be told they can't have it. Thank you for the call, Kristen. Robert in Shorewood, Illinois. Hi.
Hi, how you doing, sir?
Good, sir.
The reason I was calling is because I think it's kind of an odd litmus test to have that if I understand the gentleman's point correctly, if you're pro-choice, you're more likely to go to war as opposed to being pro-life, or it's the other way around. If you're pro-life...
If you're pro-choice, you're more likely to lead us into a nuclear war, or that'll be the result of a society that condones abortion, is what his position is.
And actually, what I've said is that people who consider themselves pro-life can actually be very complacent about abortion and have many of the same attributes as people who are for abortion, because by failing to do what they should to resist abortion.
What should happen to a woman who has an abortion?
What should happen to her?
Yeah, should she go to jail?
Well, I think given the precedent that the Supreme Court has given, I think we need
if you believe abortion is murder, should a woman who has an abortion go to jail?
Abortion should be overturned as a so-called right.
You're ducking my question,
no,
Jonathan. This
I'm
is a very simple question.
Answering it, but you're interrupting.
Well, go ahead then. Answer the question.
But basically, we should declare abortion illegal, and then from that point on, we should.
Hold on, sir. Go ahead. Answer. Let me let the caller go. Thank you for the call. Finish your answer to the question.
We should declare abortion to be illegal, and then punish the offense from that point on.
So a woman, once it's illegal, a woman who has an abortion should go to jail.
Well, that's one alternative.
Well, what would be your preference?
Well, I think it should probably be up to the court to
Wait a minute. You are advocating a
in
change
some cases,
of law.
Maybe yes. You know, in some cases, maybe yes.
You know, it seems you get very jelly-like when I try
to answer specific
questions about what you want to have happen.
I think it's up to the courts to decide whether someone.
In
needs
your
to go to...
view, since you are taking a strong stance on the abortion issue
right.
and believe it's murder,
there are some cases clearly when people should go to jail for it.
All right, so a woman should perhaps go. So not
yes,
perhaps
sure.
A woman should go to jail if she has an abortion.
Sure. In some cases,
should she
yes.
get life in jail?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe not. It depends on.
She's a killer.
I guess.
Is she
we've
a killer?
Many, the problem is we've had many years in this country of false information about abortion. It's been declared a right,
and
many people.
Yeah, that's a separate issue. But if a woman has,
many people sincerely
in your view, if you believe abortion is murder, and a woman kills.
Yeah.
What you would call killing her baby,
yeah.
What should be the punishment?
Well, it depends on the disposition of the woman. What does she think that she did? Did she think she murdered or did she
Maybe she
did?
Thinks she did the right thing by choosing and has the right to choose to have an abortion.
Well,
then what should
I have thought it was murder. In that case, it may be a lesser punishment than
So do murderers get to say, I killed somebody, but I didn't think it was murder, so let me off the hook?
Well, it should be a lesser punishment in that case, perhaps.
But if you believe that that's murder, where in our court just system does a murderer get to say, well, I didn't think it was a murder, so
well,
let me go?
Well, there are different punishments for manslaughter versus a...
But is that based on what the murderer thinks?
Doesn't it depend on what a murderer thinks?
Not that I'm aware of.
I think it might.
Well,
honestly.
I mean, in some cases, maybe if there's malice, it could be, you know, like a vehicular death,
yeah.
whether it's manslaughter or not. But again, if you know you're letting a fetus die... Anyway, we're just out of time. National Chairman, America First Party, and I thank you, Jonathan, very much for coming on with us tonight.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate the debate.
Okay.
We'll be right back. The phones are wide open, 877-4-ALLEN. That's the number. Put it on the quick dial. 877-367-2526. All we want to know ahead of time is name and town when we get back.